Well, we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for joining us this morning. This is a doubleheader. This is really kind of cool. We don't do doubleheaders a whole lot here at Mornings at McFarland's, but I reached out to my associate here at McFarland's and looking for somebody to help me fill today's show, and Tom is a big ham like I am. Thanks for joining us. Tom Ziegler's at the microphone with me. Good to see you this morning. Tom, how are you?
I am great. It's good to see you this morning, my friend.
Chipper, as always, Tom is. Chipper, we keep kidding each other, too, because Tom is German with Ziegler, of course, and Labrèche, how French can you get, right?
Not much.
So if you're going to things with, I try to do German accent or something, and he'll do like Frenchy, how's it going? So we could get, this could get a little bit, you know, World War II-esque, I think, you know.
And why not?
Because that was such a fun time, right?
Yeah.
So, Tom, thanks for coming on. I know you're really intimately involved. Not only are you a staff member here and doing a great job with all kinds of things, you just joined our staff, too, not that very long ago.
I am coming up on a year.
Oh, my gosh. A year, really? It's been that long? Well, you started out just kind of part-time.
Yep.
And then ended up going full-time not too long ago. Wasn't it the spring sometime?
Yeah. Very much so. And it's been an absolute whirlwind. I've had a great time. I enjoy everybody here. It is, you know, McFarland's is a great family place to come to. So it's a great place to work. Anybody who's looking for a job should actually come on down and check this out, because it's great.
Well, you would hope, you know, with something in your slogan that says we're service as a family tradition, that family would be a part of things, right? And so that is good to know that they walk the walk and talk the talk. So, but you actually, you're heavily involved with a lot of extracurricular things. I know we talk about tech geeky things because you're really into sound gear and all that stuff and doing things like this. But there's a couple events coming up that are particularly close to your heart, right? Tell us about those.
Absolutely. I have the honor of being married to a woman who...
I hope. Well,
okay, absolutely. But her son, Adam Novak, was killed in Afghanistan in action. A member of the Army. Adam always wanted to be a part of something bigger, so he joined the Army and went out to defend our country and gave the ultimate sacrifice of his life. And we strive to keep his legacy alive. So in his honor, we created the AJN Freedom Isn't Free Memorial Incorporated Charity.
Okay. Which is a 501c3 now, right?
That is correct. Yeah. We just achieved that so that we can broaden our reach, if you will, and expand what we do and how we do it. So this weekend, we have our event coming up.
Okay.
And our event will take place down at the Riv in Sauk City.
Okay.
We have bowling tournaments going on all day long from, I believe it's 1 o'clock on. Right. Registration and so forth. There's a beer pong tournament for those of you who like to get into something like that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't require quite as much skill, perhaps. Well, no. Well, it's a different kind of skill.
We normally had a motorcycle ride associated with this day. Okay. Instead, however, we developed a new thing called Bar Recon.
Appropriate.
Yes.
Appropriate.
It's a $10 booklet, and you just ride out to all the different... locations on it and get a gold star stamp.
Okay.
And bring it in. It goes into a big hopper, and we have several prizes that will be drawn out of the people who have completed that book.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is.
Is it safe to drive when you're doing that kind of recon? I just have to ask.
I didn't say you had to drink at every one of these establishments. I said you had to visit them.
I see. Well, and if you have a designated driver, then that's even better.
And nobody said you had to use a motorcycle
that's
either.
That's true.
However, you know, being a Harley enthusiast... Yeah. Certainly, that's how I like to go. But
well, lots of those places, I'm sure, have wonderful sandwiches and appetizers and
absolutely
all of those things. So.
And interestingly, getting out and traveling the back roads of the state of Wisconsin is probably one of the most beautiful things you can do. The countryside here is bar none as good as it is anywhere else in this country. And if you've not traveled the back roads, you're missing out. So we have that.
Okay.
And then later that evening, we will have a band, Rising Phoenix, which is an 80s, 90s hair band. retro group.
Gotcha.
Excellent, excellent music. They have a great following. We anticipate we will be quite busy that evening.
Sure.
And, of course, all during the evening, we'll have a silent auction. We have door prizes. There's going to be 50-50 raffles, spinners. They do a paddle thing where you can get prizes off the paddles and so forth.
Excellent.
So there's fun things going on literally all day long and all evening.
Okay.
And this is, I believe, the fifth time we have put this event on, possibly the sixth. I have only been involved for the last couple of years.
You got married into it, basically.
Sue and I got married, so I kind of have to
for
be
better,
a part
for
of
worse,
it.
For gatherings, for not. Yeah, I hear you. So, well, now, and that's going to be almost a tag team event, because then at McFarland's, we're doing another event with a lot of some of the same players, really.
Absolutely.
But, and, you know, hopefully kind of getting some moss gathered, if you will, as the stone rolls through. But so next week, August 26th, Saturday. Tell us about that event, because you've been instrumental in putting that all together, too.
Yes, I've been totally instrumental, which, of course, leads me to being here with you today, because everybody else, the other two members of our committee, are gone. So
strange how that works, you know, isn't it?
By default, I've got called.
Tom is there. Oh, good. He can do it then. So, yeah, I hear you.
But on that Saturday, we are going to have a very similar event in Meyer Park, literally kitty corner from McFarland's here. It'll be an outdoor event. Again, a fun-filled day for the entire family.
Sure.
We'll have bounce houses up. We'll have a beer tent again. Food vendors. The Riv is going to be bringing in and selling pizza by the slice. And by the way, if you haven't gone to the Riv and tried their pizza, you really need to.
It's phenomenal stuff. We would call it artisan pizza, you know, which sounds a little hoity-toity, but boy, do they pile the stuff on.
I know.
It's just like, I remember I had one of their, I think like their five meat pizza or whatnot. There was literally no place where you could see crust at all in that whole pizza. So it's like, you know, I'm like, well, there's got to be a crust there. Something's holding this whole thing together. So yeah, great stuff. That's great stuff.
And then we have two bands that day. I believe it's the Donnie Rizik Country Band is going to play from, I believe it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock in the early evening.
So, there'll be two sets or so, probably.
And then there'll be a one-hour break in there for the bands to get off, and then Rising Phoenix will rejoin us.
So the big fans of Rising Phoenix get a double header here for hearing their music.
Absolutely, so. And you can go online if you want to get a taste of them, but they're doing things like AC/DC, Aerosmith.
Head thumper music, I would call it, right?
You just they're not quite that
Come on.
Bad.
You want a head thump when you listen to AC/DC.
But it's good rock and roll music. It'll be just a blast. They will play until 10 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll have everybody out of the way and out of the park by 11. And life will be good.
And again, the money raised by the beer tent in particular there, that's all again for the AJN Memorial Fund, right?
That is correct.
And tell us a little bit about that fund, too, because it's not, I mean, the cool thing you talked about, Adam wanting to have kind of more of a world impact. And this is a fund that really does assist more than veterans. I mean, not that veterans or families of the fallen, I think you refer to it as.
Correct.
But it's other groups as well, right, that benefit from the fund.
Well, you know, lately, when you listen to the news, there are fallen coming around from numerous organizations who are there to protect us, and essentially they're our front line right here in the United States, and that's our firefighters, our police, and our EMS or emergency services people. And every day it seems like we hear of another officer who has been assassinated or another firefighter who died in while battling a fire, or an EMS person was hit by a car on a highway because somebody didn't slow down. And and the services that those organizations provide for their families are limited to their immediate families. Okay. So a lot of the peripheral family members, and by that I mean the nieces and the nephews that, that may have been very close to those people who are now deceased and gone, are not getting the support services. So we try to support organizations who help
are reaching to that second tier.
And reach into that second tier of people and give them the support and the grief counseling and everything that they need.
Sure. Well, and with funding sources drying up in a lot of places, there's a need for those kinds of things.
Absolutely, right? There is. So. And we, of course, experienced that right within our own family when Adam was killed, when our very own nieces were kind of out there hanging out there, and but they weren't provided for.
Just grief counseling or you know.
But, you know, that grief counseling, even though it's been 7 years, has to continue because you don't just get over the death of a loved one like that, especially, obviously, in my wife's case, her being it being her youngest son.
Sure.
And I don't know if anybody knows the stats out there, but there are over 200 people just in the state of Wisconsin, young men and women who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since that conflict began. So if you can imagine, there's 50 other states, 49 other states that have given just as many, if not more.
Right.
And all of those people need that support.
And that's not counting police officers. That's not counting for state troopers. I mean, we've had a couple of those instances of sheriffs being just gunned down because they stopped somebody on a highway or, you know, those kinds of things where you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's just horrific, the state of affairs that we're in right now. And you know, now we're hearing about riots out in the East and
hate crimes.
And it's just got to stop. Yeah. There's no good that's going to come from it. And it doesn't matter who starts the violence. It's uncalled for.
Right.
We are reasonable people.
Right.
And we can act within reason.
Well, and I forget the quote exactly, but it was quoted from Nelson Mandela that people have to learn hate. We don't come out of the womb hating.
Correct.
It's just not it's not like, you know, goo goo gaga, hate, I hate. You know, just it doesn't happen.
Nope.
So when you think about that, you know, well, how are we teaching that to people? How are we propagating that to people? And then, you know, what is it, Edmund Burke, who said, all that's necessary for evil to have a victory is for good people to do nothing, to stand by and do nothing. You know, so I appreciate the fact that you're not doing nothing, you know, trying to do something to fill that gap, which is, you know, by the way, LeBron means, you know, the gap. So you are. So we have a connection here, Tom, whether we want to admit it or not. So
and Ziegler means bricklayer. So bricks in the gap.
In the gap. Oh, we could build a house together, couldn't
there you
we?
Go.
I'll give the gaps. You give the bricks. Okay. So excellent. Well, hopefully, gosh, I hope that everything goes really, really smoothly. It sounds like you got a lot on your plate right now.
We do. So. It's absolutely incredible. I have just thoroughly enjoyed being involved in the McFarland site in particular and setting this all up and all the prep work and, you know, the organization of it all. And, it's a real scary thing when you're, you know, everything hinges on everything you do. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's the day and it just pulls out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all good,
and
people have a good time. And hopefully, if all goes well, this will become an annual event.
We'll see what happens, right?
We would love to see that for not just for us, but of course for McFarland's, because they are such a great place to shop and a great place to work.
Well, and, you know, the thing that I really appreciate about this company and just this community is that it's a real a symbiotic relationship, I guess I'll call it, because the McFarlanes gives to the community gives back to McFarlanes. I mean, we've got have this cycle going, and we're just proud to be a part of this. I mean, we're actually celebrating it as part of our 100th anniversary. It's one of the events on the calendar for 100th anniversary events, but and it's called the Party in the Park. We did, we even came up with a logo, didn't we?
We did.
For that whole thing. So, but so let's go quick rundown again, too, of the events. This weekend on Saturday, right?
That is correct.
From what time to what time?
Starts at, I believe, registration for bowling starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So at the Riv.
And if you're a bowler, which I think there are a couple bowlers in this area.
Oh, just a few.
I'm thinking there's a couple people that like to do that. So come on down, get registered for bowling. That bowling tournament will go on throughout the afternoon.
There's several shifts of it. Okay. I know there's two shifts for sure.
Okay.
So even if you get there later in the day, there'll be an opportunity to sign up for the second shift and get involved in that. And
excellent.
Nice nine pinner.
And then lots of music, beer pong, all kinds of fun stuff going on throughout the
all day. All day long.
All at the Riviera Bowl or Riviera Pizzeria.
Yep.
So the Riv.
I will be there DJing beforehand.
Oh, now that sounds like something we just need to hear in and of itself, I believe. So I can tell you had a radio voice, and you definitely have a face for radio. So DJing different.
Wait, that just means nobody wants to see this face.
I was hoping you wouldn't catch on to that until after the show. But and then next weekend, tell them again, remind
me. Next weekend is our Party in the Park. We're going to start at 2 o'clock. Again, we'll have the Donny Rasek Band, which is a country band, for from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock. Once again, from 5 to 6, I will fill the gap in there with some music.
Cool.
And then from 6 to 10 will be Rising Phoenix, a very big band out of Madison. And food vendors, we'll have the bouncy houses for the kids. We're going to have that, hopefully, have the big brand new Fendt tractor on display.
Ooh, the 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that thing is huge.
The thing, the wheels on it stand almost 2 feet over me.
I'm thinking we should build an apartment around the, you know, the cab, and then someone could just live in it.
You almost could.
It'd be like a motorhome.
It's absolutely incredible. Hopefully, we're going to get some involvement with the fire department. They might have a vehicle here, and so there'll be things
EMS
to see.
EMS, maybe.
We're going to have, there'll be popcorn, cotton candy. There will be bomb pop slushies. Stuff for everybody.
Come and hang out for a while. Well, and I think aren't we opening the grounds at 1 o'clock? So they'll actually
gather.
Okay.
Yeah,
and free admission to the park. So just come on in.
There's
and enjoy
no
yourself.
Charge, just except for the food and drink.
Okay.
So
yep.
It's gonna be a great time. Just be a great community event. Come down. Carouse with your friends, get to know old friends, see some new ones.
Excellent. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Tom, thanks so much for pinch hitting here and coming on and talking about both the great events coming up. So always a joy. We don't get to talk nearly enough except to harass each other in passing usually. So
Mr. LeBrash.
It's always a good time to see you. So even if you are German. So, but great to talk with you and best of luck. Hope everything raised tons of money, okay?
We appreciate that. And thanks for bringing us on.
And let's start praying for good weather for next weekend too, because your Riv event,
it's inside.
So let's get all the rain done this weekend. Next week, bright sunny skies and beautiful 75 degree day. Okay?
You got it, sir.
All right, man. Cool. Take care. We're going to take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back with community announcements. Guest has been Tom Ziegler from our very own staff here at McFarland's. So thanks again, Tom. You have a great day, okay?
You bet. You too.
Take care. We'll be right back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and live from Sauk City.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back here for community announcements from Mornings at McFarland's in Sauk City. As we do every week, trying to just get through a few of the things that are going on that we want to make sure people are aware of. Actually, starting up right away tomorrow, family movie night's going on at the Ruth Culver Memorial Library. So we're just talking with, again, my thanks to my guest, Helen Campbell, talking with friends of the library. But tomorrow night at 6 p.m., they'll be doing another one of their family movies. It's a great time to just see a movie for free, and there's usually popcorn or some special dessert. So always something special. So if you've got any questions, give a call down to the library at 643-8318. That's 643-8318. Just ask for Beth or any of the librarians there. Ought to be able to tell you what's all going on with that. And then, of course, ongoing, there's events going on at Woodshed A. House. Again, another music group coming up tomorrow is the Madhouse Manish Boys. Madtown Manish Boys. I hope I'm saying that right. From 7 until 9 p.m., they'll be praying. It's booty shaking blues, is how it's described. Booty shaking blues from Madison, Wisconsin. Looks like a couple of guys. I can see a harmonica being played, and a bass and a guitar. So it looks like it's going to be some fun honky tonk kind of music. So if you're interested in that, come on down to Woodshed Ale and have some great Sauk Prairie beer from Vintage Brewery. So, and then also this weekend is the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Fall Truck and Tractor Pull. So that's going on actually Friday and Saturday, August 18th and 19th. There's a link if you go to the Sauk Prairie Community Chamber of Commerce website. There's a link that'll take you to the FFA Fall Truck and Tractor Pull site, so you can see all the information of things that are going on. But I know the tractor pulls are really, really fun events. I've been to several of them over the time living here. And just lots and lots of fun. Also on the weekend, our artsy folks, which next week Lindsay Giese will be joining us, but they're going to be doing another one of their wonderful workshops down at River Arts on Water. It's a watercolor basics program this week with Cynthia Quinn. There's a $125 fee for that, so if you're interested in doing it. But Cynthia, it will be teaching watercolor basics, which if you've always wanted to do watercolors, this is a great opportunity for you to get in there and do stuff. Find out how good your painting could be if you just worked at it a little bit longer. And then, of course, we were talking about some of the events going on with the AJ Novak event at the Riv, but also this weekend is the Big Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show up in the Baraboo area. So starting on August 18th, 19th, and 20th, there's two big features this year. One is Oliver Tractors and Machinery, which will be courtesy of the Wisconsin Badger Land Oliver Collectors. And then I have to say this, a little bit on a self-serving side, but gosh darn, we're sort of celebrating the Wisconsin Tractor Company, that centennial. That's Wisconsin Tractor is the ancestry company of McFarland's. So back in 1917, Earl McFarland started making Wisconsin tractors, and they were really innovative for the time, which was wonderful. It solved some needs. Grandpa Earl was a wonderful resource and a wonderful person for listening to farmers from the area. So he built that tractor with relatively high horsepower for the day, and things like an enclosed gear case, which just no one had done that up until that point, was a great idea. And then that ultimately became McFarland Manufacturing. Now here we are years later having in third generation commemoration of McFarland's ownership and continuing to carry on Earl's work. So those Wisconsin tractors will be featured. Both features will showcase companies that have their roots in southern Wisconsin. So it's a great opportunity to celebrate our agricultural heritage here in Wisconsin. So again, the event will start Thursday. The flea market setup begins, but then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the actual show. So come on down. Lots and lots of activities going on. It's just a great, great event. It's been going on for years. Obviously, the 54th annual show. So come on out and participate in the Badger Steam and Gas Show. It's a great time for kids, too, to see some of the old machinery and how it worked, and just kind of get an opportunity to see how things have developed over time. So that about wraps it up for today's show. Thanks so much for joining us again on Mornings at McFarland's. Stay with us now. We're going to segue right from this into our Deerlith Chapter of the Week program. So listen to David Schweitzer do another great job of reciting some of the great prose of Augie Deerlith. So just a wonderful show. So we hope you enjoy that too. Again, thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. We'll see you next week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.